there is a trial, actually, I think coming through CALGB, and this is a trial that's looking at the genomics. And what they're going to do is take patients with 1A disease, okay, and the standard of care in patients with 1A would be no treatment, basically. So they're going to do their genomic profile, and those that would be perceived as a high risk for recurrence are then randomized to get chemotherapy or the standard of care, which would be observation. So this is a trial, I think, looking for proof of principle, you know, that you can identify patients that are at high risk. And it may be what you're talking about is looking at selected patients for certain treatments.
What fraction of patients have 1A disease?
10%, I'd say. 10% of all lung cancer patients. In terms of the ones that go to surgery, I don't know, maybe a little higher, maybe a quarter of them, 30%.
So it's not uncommon.
No,
it's
not.
Situation.
It's usually found, though, incidentally. You know, if someone has a chest x-ray for some other reason, because they're often not symptomatic.
I'm curious, is this common or uncommon for you to evaluate a patient with 1A disease?
It's not uncommon.
Really?
Well, I get them.
That's interesting. So if you were to encounter a perfectly healthy 60, 65-year-old person with 1A disease, first of all, what would you say about the chance of relapse and death?
1A. I would say 5-year survival for 1A is probably in the range of 70 to 80%, a little bit better for squamous cell.
70 to 80%, so 20 to 30% relapse rate.
I would say that's true.
Okay, and then the person says to you, that doesn't sound too good, even though it's supposedly good, that doesn't sound too good.
It's not perfect, no.
What about adjuvant chemotherapy, doctor?
I would say no. Based on the evidence so far, I would have to say no. I think a lot has to do with the biology of the tumor. I can give you an example. I have a patient with stage 3A resected, an elderly man, did not want adjuvant chemotherapy. 4 years later, he has no recurrence of his disease. Then I have a patient with 1B by virtue of involvement of the visceral pleura, and 6 months later has a T2 metastasis. So what is the difference between these two patients? You'd expect the 3A patient to have relapsed and not the 1B. But obviously, biology has a lot to do with it.